It's a long walk from Fort Madison, Iowa to St. Louis, Missouri. However, that's exactly what was facing a few dozen men if they didn't receive food very soon. The story of their decision is today's American Countryside, brought to you by AgroLiquid. Their logo is new and their name is a lot easier to say. But at their core, they are still the same family business committed to providing the best crop nutrients available. Visit agroliquid.com.
Morton Buildings, the best in the construction business since 1903. If you're ready for a new farm storage facility, insulated workshop, hobby garage, horse barn, or custom home, Morton will provide the building you'll be proud to call your own. Contact us today during Building Value Days. It's the biggest sales event of the year. Don't miss the opportunity to get the best building at the best price. Find the building of your dreams at MortonBuildings.com.
America never stops. Thanks to the financial support of Farm Credit, neither do the farmers and ranchers who call her home. Since the beginning, we've been helping rural America show the world what hard work can achieve. But the job is far from over. And as rural America grows further, we'll be there. Just as we have for 100 years. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
In 1812, the small American force occupying Fort Madison, Iowa, endured a four-day siege from Native Americans allied with the British. Even after the attack, there were sporadic skirmishes in the area, but it wasn't the fighting that led them to evacuate the place.
What actually causes the soldiers to evacuate is a lack of food. Their contractor was a man named William Morrison, and he had bid so low on his contract that he couldn't make any money, so he started shipping up rotten meat and moldy flour.
Dr. Gene Watkins says by October of 1813, the food situation was dire at Fort Madison.
The river would freeze back then all the way to St. Louis. Well, they had to get out before that happened because they had no food to survive the winter, and it was either get out by boat before it froze, or you were walking from here to St. Louis.
They set fire to the fort as they left, so it could not be used by unfriendly tribes or the British. It was several years before the city of Fort Madison began to literally rise from the ashes.
You have a gap of about 20 years in there in which there's just the ruins. It's not until after the treaties in the 1820s when this land then is purchased up from the Sauk and Fox again that settlement begins.
Today, the old fort lives on over two centuries later.
We do have a reproduction of the main part of the fort, and we'll have uniformed interpreters who talk about the life, show the clothing, and the furs and what went on there. We shoot muskets, and when I get enough crew in, we'll even shoot cannons.
The fort is open many weekends and weekdays from spring to fall and helps share the story of the state's oldest town. Traveling the countryside in Fort Madison, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCray.